With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says those who've tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump may be partly inspired by one of the two main themes of the Harris presidential campaign.
One of those themes was that President Trump is a threat to democracy. If you say that 1,000 times, put it in ads, repeat it over and over again, then you're going to have followers that believe they're going to be heroes if they can take him out.
An Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb on Friday claimed the life of Ibrahim Akil. That's a Hezbollah commander who was in charge of the terrorist group's elite Radwan forces. The BBC's Peter Bechega files a report assessing the region's ongoing tensions.
Hezbollah doesn't have many options to give a substantive response without sparking a major war with Israel. And we've seen that Hezbollah has given indications that it doesn't want a major confrontation with Israel. And obviously, this is a group that is supported by Iran.
Russian reports say Ukrainian drones struck a Russian arms depot deep inside the country. Here's the BBC's Jessica Parker.
The Russian Ministry of Defense said it downed 18 Ukrainian drones in the Krasnodar region overnight. But according to the region's governor, the resulting debris from one drone caused a fire which spread to explosive objects, sparking a detonation. Unverified footage on social media shows a series of blasts and a ball of smoke rising into the night sky.
Then Senator Tom Cotton says a Haitian immigrant problem in Springfield, Illinois can be blamed on both government and powerful business interests.
Combination of both the ideology of the Biden-Harris administration and some local interests in Springfield who have a lot of influence, not aligned with the general interest of Springfield's citizens.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. So what goes on at your Bible study? Michael Harrington takes a look at a report on that.
It might sound like a dumb question, but it's really not. Lifeway Research has conducted a poll of the people who lead Bible studies in America's Protestant churches, and only 46% say the primary purpose of the group is to study the Bible. The rest are more focused on other things such as service, outreach, or fellowship. Lifeway also reports that on average, churches have 7 ongoing Bible study groups for adults with an average of 69 weekly participants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A resolution introduced by congressional Democrats states that hospital emergency rooms must provide emergency abortions when a woman's health or life is at risk, overriding state abortion bans. The resolution has no weight of law and has little chance of passing a Republican-controlled House during this election year. Democrats say they will introduce a Senate version of that same bill soon. This is SRN News. Jurors in Colorado will resume deliberations next week in the trial of Ahmad Alisa, who stands accused of a 2021 Colorado supermarket mass shooting.
Prosecutors say Alisa was legally sane and knew the difference between right and wrong, pointing out that he chose a semi-automatic pistol, steel-piercing bullets, and an optic sight to help him kill as many people as possible. No one disputes Alisa was the shooter, but jurors could find him not guilty by reason of insanity. Alisa has schizophrenia and told state psychologists he heard voices that were yelling in his head. He faces 10 counts of first-degree murder, multiple counts of attempted murder and other offenses, including the possession of high-capacity magazines banned in Colorado. Survivors testified about how they fled. Everyone he shot died in the attack. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. stocks drifted around their all-time highs on Friday. For the Dow Jones Industrial Average, that means achieving a new high after it added 38 points. More on these stories at srnnews.com.